Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 165. Visible, translated text is as follows. Q, you do not know anything you want to sell, do you? A. No, sir, indeed I don't. Q. You have told us everything that happened? Yes, sir, as far as I know. Q. You are on the floor above the office floor? A. I am on the very top floor of the building. Q. Your little daughter says she heard you talking about Mr. Dot Frank? A. She is sadly mistaken. My little daughter is not responsible for what she says. Q. How old is she? A. No, sir. Q. What is the trouble? A. She tells little tales. Q. What makes her tell them? A. I don't know. Question by Mr. Dot Rosser. Q. How is it you should be the first person to come here and talk like you do when there are a dozen others tell the same thing your daughter did? Are they all telling a story? A. I can't help that. Q. You are a married woman and know about things. You never saw any of these foremen tell or the girl's legs? A. I have seen them laughing and talking with their hands on the girl. Q. Have you seen any of them with their hands on the girl? A. I have seen them jolly her. Q. What do you call jolly? A. Laugh and talk. Q. Is this as far as they went? A. I didn't see any harm in that. I didn't pay any attention to anybody's business but my own. Mainte, what about when the girls sat down and ate their dinner, the foreman and boys getting down to where they could see and peeping up under their dresses at their legs? A. I haven't anything to do about that. I am not taking care of other people's business. Questioned by Mr. Dot Dorsey. Q. You say your little girl tells stories? A. She certainly does. Q. When did she ever tell a story about A? I suppose that's my business. It does not concern others at all. Q. We want to know the trouble. A. I told you question by Mr. Dot Dorsey. Q. / Hasn't she good sense? A. I suppose she has, but she don't use it. Q. The people at the factory give her a good name. A. But you don't know. Question by Mr. Dot Rosser. Q. You mean your daughter is no account? A. I don't want that. I didn't say those words. Q. Just explain it your own way. A. I said she told stories. Plenla Minor, sworn for the state, deputy sheriff of Fulton County, Georgia. And in making investigation with reference to the death of Mary Fagan, I, in company with Detective D.S. Rosser, went to the Swift Soap Works and found Mrs. Dot Maud Bailey, daughter of Mrs. Dot May Barrett, at work there. She told us some things and also said in substance as follows. That her mother, Mrs. Dot May Barrett, was at work at that time at the National Pencil Company's place of business, and that she was at the National Pencil Company on Saturday, April 26th, 1913 at some time. She said that her mother knew a good deal about it and that she knew a good deal more about it than she would tell, and that she would give to get something out of it before she would tell. She said we would have a pretty hard time getting it out of her, that she was mad at her, Maud Bailey, because she had told it. I carried Mrs. Dot Maud Bailey in my buggy to the office of Hugh M. Dot Dorsey, the Solicitor General, and 136 S.D. Rosser, the city detective, returned to the office on the street.